So welcome everybody. This is our monthly mindfulness coaching call. I'm Mac Dryden, and I am the director of the school. And with me, we have a lot of our staff. We have Yael, and we have Meg, and we have Sherry, and we have Anne Marie. And Matt Rizak is sick, so he won't be able to join us tonight. But yeah, we are here to talk about ourselves, talk about the school, talk about our classes, and answer questions. I'm gonna start with Yael. So before this call, full disclosure, we sent out some fun questions for our staff to just kind of have some things to talk about so you can get to know us. And yeah, go ahead. Tell us about yourself. And you're muted, by the way.
Hi, I'm Yael Dubin. And would you like me to just sort of answer all the questions at once or just start with the first question of who I am?
Yeah, let's just start with who you are first.
Okay. That is always the hardest question for me to answer, to be honest. My name is Yael Dubin. I have been coaching since 2021 when I started at Mindfulness Coaching School. I work primarily in the areas of dating and relationship, and also self-leadership coaching. So I do a lot of IFS coaching. And I teach two cl I've been teaching two classes and I'm about to take on a third. I teach Body Electric, which I love. That is the somatic coaching class. I teach coaching leaders for today's challenges, which is the leadership coaching course. And I'm about to begin teaching business alchemy. That's a little bit about me, I guess. Yeah, there might be more, but we'll stop there.
Perfect. Meg, who are you?
Depends on what day you ask me that. So I was just outside, because it's really dark where I am and the stars are gorgeous because it's a clear night. So I was thinking I am a being made of stardust. I was just out looking at Orion, which is my favorite constellation. It comes back in the winter and there he is striding across the sky. So I think I'm a seeker. I think that's essentially who I am. I'm curious about learning and growing and I'm always. My husband says, "How many more certificates do you need?" I'm like, "I don't know. How many more certificates are there?" So I'm always doing stuff that keeps my brain going, keeps me learning. My professional background: ordained minister, licensed pastoral psychotherapist, PCC coach with ICF. Been teaching the school for, I don't know, Marie, 6 years, I think. Maybe
Yeah, long time. We've been together for a long time, even prior to that.
or the from the beginning. yay. I teach two classes, and one is Right Speech. Right Speech, as many of you have been in that class, I recognize a lot of former students. It is essentially about communication, listening, and learning to speak from our deepest center. We explore nonviolent communication or compassionate communication, I prefer to call it. We also do a lot of work with Brené Brown's thinking, and I bring in a little bit of what I've learned from narrative coaching. It's a great course. Usually there's a real sense of community that develops in that course. And I think one of the things I love the most about school is the students. They're just so awesome and so interesting and from so many different backgrounds and from all over the world. The other course I teach is Skillful Means, which is a basic coaching skills class. So It is the place where we are learning the nuts and bolts of coaching, the structure of a coaching session, the many skills that are involved in coaching, learning how to develop your own voice as a coach and your own sense of authority as a coach. One of the things that I really enjoy about that class is we have people on a whole range of just the continuum of coaching skills. So there'll be people taking that class who've never coached before. They have no idea what coaching is. They're just brand new. It's like, tell me what this is. And then at the other end, we have folks who are experienced either as coaches or therapists or have been involved in the helping professions. So I find that along that continuum, there's something for everybody in that class. So if you're a seasoned coach, you can buff up on your skills and maybe learn some new skills. And if you're brand new, then you get a roadmap to how to enter into the world of coaching. So I'll stop there.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Sherry, tell me about yourself.
Okay. Hi, everybody. So in the dynamic trio class, when we answer this question, we break it into two parts. Who am I to the world? And who am I to myself? I'm going to start with who am I to the world first. I'm a former athlete, a committed life partner to my amazing wife, mom to three incredible young men and their wives, stepmom to two amazing daughters and their husbands, grandma to 10 grandchildren, dog mom to two soft-coated Wheaton Terriers, a pickleball player, yoga-loving, cushion-sitting traveler, a teacher, a licensed performance counselor, performance consultant, and coach certified through ICF. Who am I to myself? I'm a constant learner, always striving to be the very best version of myself, consistently reminding myself with compassion to be here now.
Wow.
Yeah.
And when I call Sherry, I never know if she's going to be in Alaska or if she's going to be in Arizona or if she's going to be on the road.
I was in Germany a few months ago. I spent some time in Washington. So yeah, I make it around the globe.
Wow. I had no idea how much family, how much of a mother you are to so
Yeah.
many.
For
Yeah.
sure.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Anne-Marie, who are you?
I am a, I like what Sherry did. In the outside world, I'm a Buddhist chaplain. I'm the founder of Mindfulness Coaching School. I'm a licensed clinical psychotherapist, and I'm an MCC coach. All of those, and I think this is totally true, all of those credentials are based on the fact that I'm an avid lifelong learner. And each of those credentials is very similar to the philosophy at the school. It's like I delved into those areas because I wanted to do inner work on myself. So, because I really feel strongly that if I do inner work on myself, then I can help other people out there in the world too. But if I, it's like I never worked with anybody who was getting a divorce because I'd never been divorced before. So it wasn't until I got divorced that I started working with people that got divorced. Now I've never had cancer, but I have experience working with death and dying. So it's like, we kind of fool around with our credentials, but I like to look at, okay, I'm doing this because it's really for me first, and then I can go out into the world. So, who am I? I am a chameleon today with a gravelly voice ready to be healthy for a long time.
Nice.
And Mac,
Yeah.
who are you?
Who am I? I am the director of the school, and I, who am I? Lately, I've been a dreamer. That's been one of my biggest passions lately. And the last few years, I've been Working with my inner dreams and melding them and finding the cross correlations with the outer physical dream. And it's been a lot of fun. And I actually started a class that's going to be starting in February on dreams, because I really love it's taken me, right? It's like I'm just immersed into the level of integration of these two separate worlds that are usually considered separate. And I really want to share it with others. So that's what I'm gonna do. I'm pretty excited.
And who are you besides teaching, besides a teacher?
And besides teaching, I do my best to help things run smoothly at the school and do a lot of administrative work behind the scenes. And yeah, that's what I do. So,
Where are we with the questions?
yeah, I don't know. We kind of ran around. Emery, I want. What do you, how, if your voice is capable, I wanted to hear a little bit about your classes.
Sure. I teach Stretch, which was one of the first classes. Actually, Dynamic Trio, which is what Sherry teaches now, was one of the first classes that I ever did. And it was before I got into the school. I just did it sort of as a side hustle, I guess you could say it. But Sherry teaches that now, and she does a really good job. I was waiting for her to get her credentials so that, and she knows this. I talk about it to her all the time. It's like she met all the qualifications that needed to happen for that particular class to be taught without me in it. And so I'm just really grateful, but that's true for all the classes. So I teach Stretch, which is one of the classes that it was, there was Dynamic Trio and then there was Stretch. And Stretch is like stretch, S, you know, hyphen T, hyphen R, hyphen. It's like stretching yourself. And I'm going to be teaching that for the first time in years. And I'm really excited about it. I've been reading a lot about it, about how I want it shifted around a little bit. And I know that I'm going to be bringing in biographies and autobiographies of people that have had challenges during their lives and how they got through it. And some of those people are not well liked, but that doesn't matter because they're still on the planet doing things. And some of them have left the planet, but they leave a legacy of how they got through things. And so we're going to be kind of taking different things on how other people have stretched and how we're stretching and how we can kind of pull those together and meld them. And I love biographies. If any of you know me very well, you know that. Barbara Streisand's biography, she read it to me while I had COVID. It's like almost 1,000 pages. She was in bed with me the whole time reading her biography. And I've been doing Elon Musk and Steve Jobs, I did years ago. Eleanor Roosevelt, Amelia Earhart, you know, I mean, just a lot of Harriet Tubman. They're icons, but it's like sometimes we, the icons, it's just an icon. It's clickbait. But if we go deeper into who they are and why is it that they did this, gives us more juice to do something for ourselves. Because usually if there was some sort of a big aha that not only did they get for themselves, but they gave the world, it was because there was something that happened in their lives that they were challenged and they excelled or didn't, and then they excelled in a different way. So anyway, that's part of Stretch, and but it's much more than that. Also, it's a lot about what coaching is and isn't. I'm hoping to get one of our past teachers to teach at least one class on ethics because he's so friggin' good, and we'll see if that happens or not. He's thinking about it. The other class, so anyway, there's a lot to it, and you can see it on the class website page. But that's one of the things I'm adding to this particular Stretch class, and it's going to start, I think, somewhere around mid-February. And then I also do the mentor coaching group,
which is usually around the last class that a student takes at the school. And it's all about, it's at the most 10 people in the class, and it's 7 hours of group and 3 hours of individual sessions. And Meg Hess and I split those individual sessions up. And sometimes she takes the whole round, but I teach the groups. And it's all about, you know, getting real clear about the skills, utilizing the skills, getting used to teaching, I'm sorry, getting used to coaching in front of people so that you're ready for your performance evaluation or your oral exam. And it's all about getting ready for your oral exam, really. But it's fun. It's usually a lot of fun. And we have people from other schools that come because they want to have more mindfulness. Yeah, so those are my two classes right now.
Great. Meg, I feel like you have something to share about your classes, or maybe it's something else. No?
Well, I think I said most of what I would say about my classes.
Yeah.
What would you say about the school? How come you're still here?
Students.
I'm still here because Anne-Marie keeps harassing me to be here. for me, the school, okay, so my background is theology, and the form of psychotherapy that I practice is pastoral counseling, which means spiritually integrated psychotherapy. So everything that I do, whether it's coaching, teaching, psychotherapy, all of it integrates what I think of as the spiritual life and the soul of the individual. So when I was looking around for schools, originally I wanted schools that honored that, that really honored that spiritual depth and dimension. And I think the school really does that well. There's a broad range of students from their spiritual, theological, religious backgrounds, or no backgrounds at all in any of that, but a real sense of what is my greater purpose in life and how do I connect with something that's larger than myself. So I think that is honored in the way we do coaching here, really integrating that spiritual awareness. And I think that there really is, in the teaching that I do, I mean, there's a lot of teaching where you're really focusing on the content, trying to get across ideas or skills or tools, whatever. But ultimately, I think what we are about here is spiritual formation. So really supporting the development of the individual and helping everyone become the best selves that they can be. So that's sort of my focus. I taught preaching for many years, like over 30 years, and it was the same kind of deal. I was teaching skills, you know, how do you write a sermon, how do you present, how do you do public speaking, you know, all of that kind of stuff. But it really was about personal growth and development. So I feel like that skill set of teaching in that context for so many years just transferred perfectly to teaching in this context. So.
Wow. I didn't know you helped people write sermons. See, I'm learning.
Yeah, and it's so interesting where that shows up, like when I'm working with students who are doing the mentor coaching, there's so many parallels because they'll get to the end of the session and instead of wrapping up the session, they'll say, "And is there anything else you want to talk about?" I'm like, no, it's just like in a sermon, when you write a conclusion, you conclude, you don't introduce new ideas. So when you're trying to wrap up a session, you wrap up the session and you end it up. You don't introduce something completely, you know, another tangent. So it's the structure, you know, trying to create a structure. There are a lot of similarities, I think.
I could learn a thing or two from you. I'm really good at tangents.
So say we all.
Yeah.
I'm just remembering that Yale has a hard stop at 5:30 that she has to go to.
Yes.
Yale, is there any, I'd like to kind of come back to what Mac's question to Meg was. It's like, how did you find this? How did you find the school? How did you decide to be a student?
So how I decided to be a student is much like Meg, I have a background in theology. So my first career, I was a psychiatrist, and then I in midlife ended up getting a master's and doctorate in theology. And my husband asked me when we were still dating, if money were no object, what would you want to do with your life? I'm like, oh, I would want to be like a coach, but I would want to be really spiritual about it. And I would love to help people find love. And he said, well, if you know what you want to do with your life, why aren't you doing it? So I got on ICF website and looked for coaching schools that might have a spiritual orientation. And voila, I found MCS, which wasn't around when I was first looking for coaching training back in 2005. So I'm grateful, Anne Marie, that you have MCS here. And I knew when I found MCS that I just found my home. I found my professional and spiritual home. This was where I have just needed to be for so much of my life. So I'm thrilled to be teaching, loving, and I want to maybe just say a couple of words about, Body Electric is a phenomenal course, and everybody who takes it discovers something new hidden within that they weren't able to tap into before, and they learn tools and they have resources at the end of it to help other people do the same thing. There's so much, our souls are embodied, and without connecting to the body, we can't really fulfill our soul's purpose. So really helping people tap into that wisdom is super important. And one of the delights for me about coaching leaders for today's challenges has been how important emotional intelligence is to leadership. It is the difference between a good leader and a bad leader. And knowing that everything that students learn here at MCS actually, it's everything that a leader needs. Like, we are well equipped to help leaders cope lead. We are well equipped for that. Coming out of this school, I learned that when I was a student, and I'm thrilled to be part of that and to help train coaches who see their role coaching leaders as having depth and meaning. That's very important. And I know I have like 2 minutes left, but I'm also super excited about Business Alchemy because I really believe in coaching. And I know that if coaches can't earn a living coaching, they're not going to stay coaches for long. And I want to help anyone who wants to be a full-time coach be able to do that job and do it well, because everybody needs a coach. And I want to help every coach that comes through MCS develop a very purpose-driven business model that will get you clients and help your clients fulfill their life purposes too. So that is very much what I'm about, in the same spiritual vein as Meg. And I don't know, like, I also want to say it's a shame Matt isn't here tonight, but I have also like collegial relationships from going to school at MCS with people that I'm still in regular touch with. We still pass referrals to one another. It's been a really fantastic place for me in every way.
Thanks, yeah. Yeah, all of our teachers have gone through the program here. And that's kind of it's a requirement. Sometimes we'll have guest lecturers come in that haven't, but that's the big deal that we do, because we want everybody to be on the same page. Yeah.
Sherry, what do you have
Yeah.
to say?
Ah. Well, I can tell you, I landed on MCS. Because I saw an ad in the EMDR International Association, EMDRIA magazine, advertising the class, that brought me to MCS, which was Dynamic Trio. And as a psychotherapist, I thought it was really intriguing to think about being able to offer EMDR in a coach from a coaching perspective, not therapy. And then when I did research about, so the class, the advertisement, the class really piqued my interest. And then researching the school, you know, one of the areas I'm really, like Anne-Marie said, it's really important to me that I know that I have done my own work in order for me to be my best for my clients. I do my own work, whether that's therapy, whether that's coaching, that's a really important piece. And so MCS was, you know, a place for me to continue my own personal growth. And one of those areas that I was focusing on was increasing my own intuition, curiosity, and compassion through the use of mindfulness. So it just seemed like this perfect kind of alchemistic synchrony that I found the school. I love teaching at MCS. It felt like I found my people and my home. And each time I teach, I get to expand my people with all the students that I meet. I learn from them, they learn from me. It's an amazing experience. I love all the brilliant new minds that show up eager to learn how they can be the best versions of themselves and help others to do the same. And then what's unique about Dynamic Trio? The first thing is it's more than just talking. This class helps coaches learn how to help themselves first and then clients tap into their own innate power and creativity. Combining EMDR with somatic focus is like speed coaching. It's possible to help a client create massive movement for themselves in a 30-minute session. I've had clients in breakout sessions come back and be just, or not clients, probably, I mean students, be amazed at how much they got done in 10 or 15 minutes. So I routinely refer to EMDR as one of my power tools in my coaching toolbox.
Thank you. Thank you. So glad you're here.
Glad to be here.
You know, it's been interesting because we started, the school is Mindfulness Coaching School, and I wanted to bring in mindfulness and meditation and a spirituality that I was unable to do in other areas in my life. I just wanted, it's like if somebody came to the school, they knew that it was going to be about mindfulness. So that's why we called it Mindfulness Coaching School. It's like, yeah, that's what we're going to be teaching. But as we've grown and evolved, it's going to be 10 years, or it is 10 years. I have to look at this. We should probably have some sort of a celebration. But, we did nonviolent communication. Meg took on Marshall Rosenberg. The first time she taught the class in Right Speech about Marshall, I called her just to wish her, good luck. And she said, yeah, I'm in bed with Marshall right now. I'm studying the whole, it's like I'm going through all the videos. And what's cool about our teachers, and I say this just so gratefully, is that they're good. They're stellar. And they're stellar. They're right there. Yes, exactly. And I think that, when I consider where we're at now, it's like we've evolved because the world is different. So the school has to be different. So Mac's new class, which is called Dreams, Intuition, and Synchronicity, is about following our dreams. You know, what's happening when we sleep? 8 hours, 9 hours a night, maybe 5 hours a night. But what's happening? What are those dreams telling us? What are they telling us that's around the corner? And intuitively, how can we bring that forward? And then what about the synchronicities that are happening in our lives? How do we acknowledge those? And so that class could not have been taught 10 years ago, but it needs to be taught now. And I've always called him Buddha Boy because he was raised a Buddhist practitioner since the beginning, but he's also now Dream Man. And he's had lots of different, like he was the bee shaman for a while in Santa Fe. Everybody thought of him as the bee shaman, but he's developed these ways to teach so that you're really going to be able to follow your inner and outer life and meld them together. So I just wanted to throw that in because he hadn't really said that part. Yeah, because we're evolving. We all have to evolve. And that's the whole piece about coaching. It wasn't like this 10 years ago. It wasn't like this 20 years ago when I got into coaching. But the world is very different now. And we need to be able to ride it and ride it well, you know, not just kind of ride it and watch Netflix and binge and eat popcorn. We need to be out there as coaches and make a difference. Mac, do you have something else? Because I was going to, there are three students here that I know.
Yeah, I just want, you can segue, but I wanted to just pop one thing in there that one thing I love about our classes is that there's the teacher.
Can you tell we're biased about mindfulness coaching school?
There's the facilitators, and then there's the students that show up with the questions and the insights and the takeaways at the end of the class. And so there's so much that I learn from being in classes from the students. And that's what's really fun. It's fun that it's online, so it's international. So different people, different backgrounds, different identities, different where they're going, and you know, different trajectories and different origin stories. And it's always really fun. So yeah.
Yeah, it's like, you know, I call myself the head learner, and because I don't know everything. I just try and stay this far ahead of people. Sometimes I'm like this far behind people, but it's always a learning experience for all of us. And I think that's what the faculty has a lot in common, because we're all avid lifelong learners. Yeah. So we have three students that are here that are actively engaged in the school. And one is Alex Pitt from Santa Fe, one is Ann Levine from Taos, and one is Matt Collier from Oklahoma, which always blows me away. So Ann, I was wondering if you'd like to say a couple words, and then Alex and then Matt.
Sure, thank you. It's been great to see all of the instructors in one place and hear from you. I'm curious, are there some people here that are not in MCS? Oh, cool. All right. Okay, I'll just share a real brief bit about how I came to be at MCS. I wanted to pursue a career in coaching, and my background's in counseling, and I have a background in Tibetan Buddhism. And this was a very natural fit for me. And it was really important for me to be at a school that could continue to teach me about mindfulness and how to work with it within the coaching context instead of kind of, it's different than counseling. And the somatic piece was really important to me. And also working towards a credential. I think it's important. It's important for me. You know, there's so many schools out there, and I think that there's a path for everyone. But this school, I've made incredible connections. You know, I have a real tight kind of cohort peer group that I meet with regularly. And then even other people that I've just had one class with, I've had some great connections. And that's, I think, the thing that's so special and unique, having instructors with a wide range of experience and really different styles in how they present the material, but a real strong thread that goes through each class. That's important to me. And then the people are just awesome. The people in the classes, and you know, people who, this is a completely new thing, people who seem like they've already got everything figured out. And so I started in April and have just cranked through. I was leaving my career as an executive director of a nonprofit, and I'll wrap up with mentor coaching, and next week we'll start that class. So as
Anne has gone through mindfulness coaching school, there's a Buddhist saying, she's done it like her hair is on fire.
Yeah, or something else is on fire. Yeah, it's been a doozy. I don't know that I would recommend that path for everyone, but it's been great. Well, it's been very challenging, but it's been good for me. It was the right way to do it. And while wrapping up my old job, starting my business, going through school, I also have been cranking through getting hours. So you can do it all. It's not always graceful. But you can do it all. And I know some people that are at a very different pace and it seems to be working great for them. That's something I really appreciate, that there's not a ticking clock. You can go at the pace that's right for you. And I'd be happy, if anybody's interested in chatting at some other point, I'd be happy to share more about my experience. Thanks.
Great. If you wanted to put your email in there in chat, that would be great. Thank you, Anne. And Alex, and I just want to share, to just be lean and lasered. That's one of my favorite phrases, because we want to have enough time for Q&A also. And we've also got some other people on the call that are also from school, but I actually asked these three folks. So I don't want anybody to feel like, don't take it personal. Alex from Santa Fe.
Hi, good evening, everyone. So I'm Alex Pitt from Santa Fe, New Mexico. And I could very much relate to how Sherry found the school, because I'm also an EMDR psychotherapist, and I was on the MDRIA website and I was looking to continue my education. And then I found the Dynamic Trio and I said, oh my goodness, this is my jam, because it's the direction in which I want to take my practice, combining EMDR with positive psychology and mindfulness and coaching. And I am a coach, and I did a weekend certification during the pandemic as a loophole to see clients that had moved across state lines and not collect insurance, but it didn't really give me the tools I wanted as a coach. And that one class was so powerful, and Sherry's an excellent instructor. I highly recommend the course, and I really bonded with my classmates, and it was a beautiful experience, and it definitely ignited something in my soul. So then I realized there is an entire school attached to the course. And full disclosure, I was facing some burnout as a therapist, and I was in this, well, what next phase? What do I want to add? And it just, I got that deep hell yeah feeling inside of my soul. And now I'm becoming a coach, one class at a time, in addition to my very busy practice. So it's kind of a leap of faith. I don't know how it's all going to work out, but I'm doing it and I'm really excited. And it's just the nicest group of people I've ever met in one place. So if anyone is interested in talking to me about my experience or the classes that I've taken so far, I'll put my email in the chat as well.
Thank you. Thanks. Matt.
Hello, I'm Matt from Norman, Oklahoma. And I was steeped in academia, many, many years of science and eventually geography, slow arc in my life, moving towards more people-oriented things. And in 2012, I went through one of those cartoon scenes where you smack into a wall and you hit the floor and it's like, what do I do now? And I found mindfulness and I started to practice it. And it made such a big difference in my life that I wanted to figure out how to help other people with it, because I love helping people. And I'm a lifelong learner. And at one point I was looking at the ICF website, trying to find coaching schools. And ICF website, you know, there's a lot of pages, and I get to the page with the mindfulness coaching school, and like it jumps out of the page at me. It's like one of those no-brainers for me. It's like, oh, duh, this is the one I look at. And so I looked at it, and then I started to research the website. It's like, whoa, I want these people to be my friends and colleagues. Aww. And then I started, really, you guys are amazing. And I started looking at the individual book requirements, and Meg, your class, Right Speech, jumped out of the page at me again. And I immediately bought copies of the Self-Compassion book by Kristen Neff and Marshall Rosenberg's book on nonviolent communication. And I started reading them before I even was registered for a class. And I couldn't wait to get in your class. all the classes have been good, but this one especially for me. And I'll never forget the very first time that I formulated a conversation with a loved one a la nonviolent communication, and the energy shift was 180. It was amazing. It was so connecting, so full of love and compassion. And I say that moment right there, that one very moment, was worth the entire school, even if I never become a coach. But I do intend to become one. And go on.
You're making big shifts right now in your life to become one full time.
I am. Yeah. Yeah. They say don't do what I'm going to do, but I have some savings and I'm going to take some time. I'm confident enough in my abilities in the tech world and other worlds that I will have employment, but I have maybe 6 to 8 months for myself to see what I can do with coaching and really want to do it.
Great.
So if any of you are interested in reaching out, happy to follow up on this conversation. I'll put my email down there as well in the chat.
Oh, great. Thanks, Matt.
You're welcome.
It's always helpful. You know, I mean, for those of you who are wondering, and even if you're doing level one ACC program, these people are all level two. So just, you know, if you have some questions, ask them, you know, follow up with them. You can also definitely follow up with us, teachers, you know, and faculty and Mac and everything. But sometimes it's nice to hear from the students.
Well, what's our next step? Do we have questions? Anyone have questions they want to throw out? We also have some other students. Oh yeah, Nora.
Hi everybody, Happy New Year.
Hi.
Anne-Marie, I hope you are on the recovery path.
Me too.
You were pretty sick last time we got on the call. Thank you for all the teachers stepping up and asking. I am literally today stepped out of my current job and very excited about the not knowing that's ahead. I'm curious because I hear many of you were therapists and are migrating to coaching. On a continuum of support and turning toward the suffering, like where does coaching sit between the spectrum of chaplain or some sort of spiritual title through mentoring, through coaching or therapist? It seems to me it's some kind of continuum. And at the school, we underscore the spiritual aspect that would carry through much of that. But again, I'm trying to understand the differences between, like, as a chaplain, how do you show up as a coach? Or is there a boundary? As a mentor, do you coach? Or is there a boundary between mentoring and coaching? There is, we discussed last time, Anne-Marie, the difference or the line between what therapy might look like and what coaching might look like. I'm just curious with your experiences. Many of you are stepping away from straight up therapy into coaching. Just how does that boundary look for you that gives you some additional energy toward the work that's being done when you coach? I'm happy to take an answer from any of the teachers.
That is such a great question and such a loaded, there's so many layers to it. So thank you for bringing that forward. You know, as someone who transitioned from psychotherapy to coaching, I still do both. There are, as you can imagine, some forms of therapy that look like coaching, you know, brief therapy, more solution focused therapy. And certainly there is coaching that is therapeutic in the sense that it is healing, it brings healing. And I just, the for me, this the simple difference is, and this is an oversimplification, the therapeutic approach tends to be, I think, a more one up, one down relationship. Someone is coming into therapy, they're identified, either self-identified or by someone else, is having a problem. And the therapy has a diagnosis and it has a treatment plan. So coaching for me differs in that I think it's much more collaborative. It's much more the coach is coming alongside the client. I assume that the client is creative, resourceful, and whole. And it's my job to support them in identifying their strengths, to cultivate their resilience, to get clear about what their call or their sense of purpose is, and to support them as they move toward making changes or working toward goals in their life. Mentoring, it's a little different in that you sort of assume that the mentor has some wisdom and experience that they're imparting to you. And again, that can be sort of a one up, one down relationship. But again, coaching just feels by definition more collaborative. And again, that's way too simple, but there are a couple thoughts on that.
Thank you.
Sherry, do you want to add anything to that?
You know, the only thing Meg handled that perfectly. I think the only thing that I would maybe add is that, oh shoot, lost my train of thought. It is very collaborative. Oh yeah, mentorship oftentimes mentorship and consulting, you're offering advice, but with coaching, we're not telling people what to do or how they should do it. We find out what the agenda is, what their agenda is, what's their overarching goal for what they want to accomplish during our time together. And then we establish agenda each session that's going to meet, that's going to help them move in the direction of their overarching goal. Very, very direct. It's very focused on where it is that they want to go, not where they've been, which is another, you know, typically with therapy, we're looking at past stuff. We're looking at, oh, this is how all that stuff back then happened, how it happened and why it happened. And that's how I am the way I am today. And we don't do that with coaching. It's about, this is where I am now. This is where I want to be, or this is what I want in my future. How do I get there? And coming up with a collaborative plan.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What both of you have said is just spot on. For me, the reason I love coaching is because it's like right up here, there's a sword, and it was made by my son's, one of his best friend's dads when they were little, like, was it kindergarten, Mac? This is an old sword and it's beautifully done. And, but it's a symbol for cutting through, and coaching cuts through. It's like, you don't go a lot into the background. You don't analyze, all that stuff. You get into what's going on right now. And I used this example earlier, but I went to the doctor today and I just started doing this whole thing like, I'm just so tired of being sick. It's like, blah, blah. And she wouldn't even take it because she's been with me for four times in the last 2 months. And she said, okay, so how are we gonna get you better? How are we gonna get your immune system? And she was like coaching me in a way. She was also telling me what to do, which was more mentoring, but she was really, it was like all about this, like how can you enhance your immune system? How can you know when you're well enough to go to the Santa Fe Botanical Gardens to the light show, or when you're not? Because that sounds like that's when the cough really got bad that night, you know? I mean, it's like, those are the kinds of things that we cut through. We have a sword with coaching. And in Buddhism, we call it Dzogchen. It's like this, the cutting through of the illusions, the cutting through of the narrative, the cutting through of the trance. And as a result, then we get to the nugget, or as Max says, the nougat. And that's what dreams are about, in intuition and synchronicities. So it's a great question, Nora. Thank you. And it bears a lot. Now, for those of you who are not psychotherapists and those, you know, that doesn't mean anything. Just come. If you're feeling like you're being called, come to the school. This is a school that was created because of a calling. I sat down on my cushion every single morning for over a year and wrote down the whisperings I was hearing. And that's what, those were my action steps that day. So that was my calling. So there's a spiritual foundation here. So if you're feeling like you're having, and this is not a sales pitch. I'm not trying to be, do you remember Jimmy Swaggart back in the day? I'm not trying to be Jimmy Swaggart. But if you're feeling it, then move with it. You know, go into action with it, because that is what coaching is about. Yeah. Are there any other questions?
I was just going to add to respond to Nora that we come to the school to learn a lot about coaching. And at the same time, there are things we have to unlearn. So there are things that I learned in my therapeutic training that I've had to unlearn and do differently here. So adapting, there are transferable skills and there are skills that have to be changed or adapted. And one of my mantras, my students have all heard me say this more than once, is a quote from Parker Palmer where he says, no fixing, no saving, no advising, no setting each other straight. Mm. And then those of us who are in the helping profession, we're like, if we can't fix, save, or advise, or set people straight, then what are we supposed to do? you know, we show up in a particular way and we accompany people in their becoming. It's as simple and as complicated as that.
I love that, Meg. Yeah, that was great.
It's like we hold the container so the client can do their dance within this container. And it's a safe container. Yeah. Mac, do you have anything else you want to say or add?
I just loved what Meg shared. Yeah. And there was a piece that I was thinking of around learning new skills and how I can get rigid or kind of dogmatic. And this is how things are. This is the way to do things. And I love it when I'm willing to let my frameworks open up or shift, you know, into more of, oh, here's another approach, or here's a different perspective, or here's a model of things, and then this model can be completely valid as well in a completely different way. I love those paradoxes. And yeah, I think there's enough room for all of it, you know, in the infinite universe, there are infinite ways of being and learning and helping and shifting and changing and finding our own desires. So, yeah.
So we have like 2 minutes. I would love to hear from everybody. Mac, do you mind if I just take it for a second?
No, go for it.
I would love to hear from everybody, just like what you're taking away today. And if you need to leave right at the top of the hour, you know, please jump in right away. Otherwise, I'll call on you. And we will be staying a little bit later, Mac and I. I'm not sure what I was going to call you Jerry, what Sherry and Meg's agenda is for the evening. But Mac and I will definitely be here to answer any more questions about the school after the classes, after our coaching call is done. But anybody need to leave right away? Yes, Anne Levine, what are you taking away today?
Tremendous gratitude. Not everywhere is like this. So thank you. This is really beautiful.
Glad you're here. Leah, we haven't heard from you. I'm missing your collaging and all those art things.
Hi. Yeah. Well, I decided to come. Not that I haven't wanted to come, but life gets in the way, you know, and I really wanted to see everybody. And it feels really good to do that. And the question is, what am I taking away?
What are you taking away?
Yeah. Also gratitude for, you know, I've been with the school now for 2 years. And just, you know, gratitude for what everyone said today, gratitude for these wonderful instructors, and also taking away excitement, because I know there's more for me here.
I hope so. I want to see you more. I remember our last individual session.
Yeah, me too. We do.
Coaching. Yeah. Anna.
Hi. Thank you so much, everyone. Sure. I'm taking away a lot of inspiration. I feel totally lit up from listening to all of you, and so much resonated. What's very alive right now is what you were saying, Anne-Marie. If you feel the call, move with it. That's good. Almost feels like a little mantra.
It is. I mean, it's definitely, yeah. We could all, let's all of us take that on as a mantra this week. Who knows what would happen in the world? Yeah. Thank you. It's good to see you again.
You too.
Simone. Simone Tyson.
Hello.
Hi.
Sorry, I got my dog. First, thank you all so much. This was so wonderful. I'm signed up for Write Speech with Meg. And as soon as you started talking, woman, I was like, oh my gosh, I'm so excited. But you know what? I actually do have a question.
Could you wait until, because like just a couple of minutes and stay after?
Oh yeah, sure.
Okay, stay after and we'll be right here with your answers, hopefully. If not, we'll figure them out.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
So I'll say I'm taking away excitement that I made the right choice to invest in this school.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Yeah.
And Becky. Becky, you're muted.
I am just really grateful for meeting all the teachers and hearing about all the classes. And I'm just very excited. I'm starting two classes next week and then Write Speech after that. So I'm kind of jumping right in. So I'm really happy that I was able to make this meeting and meet everyone and hear about all the classes and the teachers. And so thank you.
You're welcome. It's good to see you. It's good to see you live.
Yeah. You too. Thank you.
Nora.
Well, I'm a lifelong learner myself, so it feels like I'm amongst a cohort that understands and supports that. So bowing to everyone who shared information and their experiences, leaving takeaway, more curiosity, I'll reach out to Mac and Anne-Marie, maybe you and I would talk at some point, and I'll reach out to the other students just to get a little bit more information.
Good. And congratulations on leaving your job.
Thank you. It was it's hard to stop being the general, though. Something I have to unlearn.
It's true.
That's okay.
Well, it's kind of a training here at the school because all of us are used to being generals.
Yeah. Appreciate that. Thank you. Thanks. Bowing.
Looking forward to seeing you and talking with you again. Kayla, who was like the first person on the call tonight.
I have a lot of good insight of what's to come in the future, so I'm really excited about that. I talked with Mac earlier. We got a couple classes lined up for me, and just everything seems to be falling in place, and it's awesome, and I'm excited.
Yay, Kayla. I'm glad. Good. And Mickey, and then Alex.
It's just nice to hear and see everybody again. Holidays can be a little rocky, so
I'm sorry. No, I've never experienced a rocky holiday before.
Well, lucky you then. So it's a nice way to end break and get back into the swing of things.
Good. Glad you were able to come. Thank you. Alex.
I am walking away with gratitude
And Anne-Marie, I appreciated hearing about the background of the school, learning about your vision on the cushion and how it was created. And I appreciate hearing from all of the instructors. And Meg, I'm excited to start your class. I'll be taking Skillful Means. Thank you.
Good, good. And let's see, did I get everybody except for, okay, I did. So Sherry, what are you taking away?
You know, there's some words that came to mind. Synchronicity, collaboration, gratitude.
I just have tears just the way you said those three words. Thank you. Yeah. And Meg?
I'm taking away deep appreciation for how life-changing this school and this community has been for me personally. And I'm very excited about seeing some of you in future classes. So, and it's good to see those of you who've been in my former classes too. It's great to reconnect with everybody.
Good, thank you. And Mac Dryden.
Oh, let's get Matt in here.
Is Matt here?
Hello.
Oh, Matt. Oh my God. I totally thank you. I'm so sorry.
No problem. For me, this has been a wonderful sense of renewed community because I finished all the coursework a year ago, and some of us banded together and we have a weekly coaching group to coach ourselves to be coaches that still met. But I missed you guys. It's really, really good to see you all again. So a strong sense of community is what I'm taking away.
Yeah, Matt came through. It's been about a year and a half, a little over a year through Santa.
I took all. Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah. We had a good time together. We met. Mac Dryden, what are you taking away?
I'm continually reminded how much I love the school. And when I get cranky and I don't think I do, then I talk to a student or I come to a call, I'm like, wow, this is amazing. So there's the, you know, like answering emails, and then there's the like talking to someone and be like, oh wow, this is really nice. And so my day brightens up every time I talk with a teacher or a student. And I think coming out of the lockdowns and being a hermit, it's really nice to have community virtually and connect. So, yeah.
Wonderful. Yeah, thank you, everybody. And what I'm taking away, I mean, just feel into all the love that's right here, right now. And there's a lot of love on this call. I mean, if I focus on it too long, I think I'll just become one big teardrop. So I'm not going to stay here for very long, but there's a lot of love here. And it's one of the things that we don't teach at the school, but that what our teachers and our students bring with them. And then we just help funnel that out into the world. So thank you very much for coming tonight. And if you're listening to the recording, thank you for listening to the recording.